Shepherd family, happy Easter. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We praise God with those words because we know that through this event of raising his son, Jesus, from the dead, the Father has fulfilled his promises and poured out his spirit upon you and I who trust in his promises even now, knowing that not only is he watching over us and walking with us through this life, we have the assurance and confidence of life forever with him in eternity. As we look at the passage from Mark chapter 16 today, you know, it always strikes me that it ends with that final verse in chapter 8 where the women run away afraid. Now, you may remember from the little kids video a second ago that it was surprising that the women ran away afraid when it's such a joyful time. And if you listen to the verses themselves, you see that the angels in the tomb were telling the women running to the tomb and checking it out that they had nothing to be afraid of or alarmed about. And yet still they were shocked. And I guess I would just invite you to consider it this way. If you had been walking with someone you thought you knew, and you had taken in his teachings and witnessed his miracles, and then even been there at his side while he died, breathing his last breaths, bleeding out on the cross, hanging for everyone to see, and then being there when his body is wrapped in linens and laid in a tomb where a giant stone is rolled in front and sealed shut, where there's armed guards standing between anyone getting access to the tomb and the body that lays inside it, to walk up to that tomb on Easter morning and to see it empty, and to see someone else inside, this angel pronouncing Jesus' resurrection to them, proclaiming it. Well, I think we would all be a little bit shocked. The significance of Jesus being raised from the dead was not just that kind of shock and surprise, but it mattered because this changes things. Throughout his ministry, Jesus made it clear that he was not just a good teacher. He was not just a great Jew. He was not just someone that could lead a following and a great leader. He was the anointed Son of God. He was the ruler of creation. The Father had put all things under his feet, under his rule and reign. And as he was explaining to his disciples several times throughout his ministry, how that reign would begin, him being turned over to the officials, rejected by the rulers, beaten and crucified, only then to be raised from the dead. I think the dots started to connect in the minds of his followers, and they began to realize that there was maybe even greater glory and greater authority and greater significance to this Jesus that they had known and walked alongside of as a friend, as a trusted confidant, as someone that they knew intimately and trusted very deeply. All of a sudden, it was like he was seen in new light, and they recognized this wasn't just a great friend. This wasn't just a brother to us or a teacher to us. This really is the authority over all heaven and earth, the ruler of the universe, and he was walking right next to us. Imagine the realization that someone who you had known as just a friend or someone you had known and walked with for 3 years in ministry and understanding the scriptures, only to look back and realize you were walking next to the very Son of God. A Son of God that doesn't play by the same rules you and I are restricted to in this life. Because the suffering of a terrible and gruesome death was not enough to keep him contained. The Father raises him to glory, back to life. Now we know that as the story continues in the Gospel of Mark, or as you look at the other passages in the New Testament, Jesus reconnected with his disciples. He saw the people that he had walked with and ministered to. He ate with them. He preached to them. He led them and he inspired them and he challenged them to go into the world with this message. The hope of eternal life is not just for him. It's not just for his direct disciples, but for all those who would believe in his message. This changes everything. It changed everything for his followers then. It changes everything for you and I now. And at first, that may be a little bit surprising to us. It may even cause us a little bit of fear. Because if God is really real, and if Jesus really is reigning over all things, well then, the mistakes that I make, the questions I have, the doubts that come into my mind, the way that I hurt other people, that has serious implications, and I'm embarrassed, and I'm ashamed, and I'm afraid of what God could do to me because of what I deserve. But we need to remember God's promise, the promises delivered through the very words of Jesus. Repent and believe. Turn away from those wicked, evil, corrupt ways and believe in the promise that Jesus brings. When you trust in him as your authority, in him as your ruler, in him as your king, and you come under the obedience of his commands and instructions, you are no longer afraid of what might happen to you because of your imperfections, but instead confident of what is going to happen because of Jesus' perfect obedience. His perfection assigned to you. God the Father looks at you as his precious, perfect, unblemished child, someone who he will welcome into his kingdom forever, and especially now, an ambassador for the good news that Jesus' resurrection is not something to be afraid of, but something to trust in and believe in and celebrate and give glory to God for. Because through believing in that promise, each of the people that we share that with has the opportunity to be welcomed into his eternal kingdom. I hope that that Easter message brings you joy and inspiration today. And as we continue to celebrate Easter here at Shepherd, I pray that God would bless you in this season. He would keep you close to his heart, and that his peace would overwhelm even your most anxious of worries and fears. God bless you. Have a wonderful Easter. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.